Well, I've been making a point of playing this little recording that I got. Earl Scruggs is still coming up with new ideas and new things, and I was at his house last November, and he started playing something I'd never heard him play before, and I thought, oh, that is the coolest thing. And I said, what is that? He says, it's the obelisk flower theme. I said, obelisk flower? Never heard of obelisk flower. And when I Googled it, I found out that they pretty much went out of business in the 40s. And so he obviously heard their flower theme as a kid on the radio and remembered it. And I have two different recordings, one of him playing it in the first place. And it's recorded right on this thing, because we're sitting there at his house and we both have the banjos. So when he started playing it, I asked him if he minded if I record it. So he didn't mind, and I got a recording of it. I kind of figured it out mostly from the recording. And then next time I went over there, and I asked him if I had it right. And anyway, I think this is the one from that, but I'll play it for you. Oops, that's not the right part of the recording.
That's the sewer truck.
Yeah, that's back to the sewer truck. No, I think. Earl Scruggs emptying his RV. See if I can get us here. That's worth hearing if I can line it up here. Oops, that's not it at all.
Didn't know Earl to use so much distortion.
Well, that's what happens when you rewind the tape, but you're not rewinding it, you're fast forwarding it. That's what happens.
That was Earl Scruggs using, in a rare instance of using his backwards distortion pedal.
Let's see if we got it here. This is him saying it. Because I asked him to sing it for me so I could hear how it went.
The music goes twice as long as that. So that's when they just come back playing. Play the music long as you want to.
Now this is me playing the version of it. So this is me playing it. So I'm kind of struggling with it a little bit. So he says, give me that. He takes my banjo, and now you get to hear him play. Just for the fun of listening to, you know, not many recordings anywhere of Earl Scruggs singing solo. Especially a song that hasn't been even heard on any place for 60 years. And also the fact, just to underscore the fact that if you would just purchase one of these devices, and I'm not trying to, I don't have any for sale myself, but for $30 you can carry, have it in your case and you're around, and if Earl Scruggs comes up to you and starts singing the obelisk flower song, you can record him, you know. And this is kind of what it's supposed to sound like. That's pretty cool. It's not something we've heard Earl do before. It's not even that similar to anything he's done before. So it's kind of neat. He's 83 years old and he's still working up stuff. I kind of like that. So that's a low-tech device that can help you almost as much as the amazing slowdown. Yes, sir.
I don't want to give Mr. Gates too much credit, but I discovered on the Windows that we had a Windows Mac, the Windows Media Player,
Yeah.
You can slow it down.
There are various programs like that, and there's also a standalone device now that you can buy for about $150 where you put in any CD and you can play it back at any speed in any key. And that's really handy, especially because if you want to try to lift stuff from Earl Scruggs, they were always tuning sharp. So Foggy Mountain Breakdown is not in G, it's in something between G and G sharp, and you either have to retune your banjo or whatever. Plus, wouldn't it be nice to not only get them down to G, but also get them down to like more like 100 beats a minute so you can actually pick out the individual licks. So it's great new technology for being able to lift the ideas of the masters. Yeah. Somebody else have a question there? I thought I saw a hand up.
Well, Pete, we've got
time to wrap.
Karaoke coming up. That might be another way to get a karaoke machine, you know, and put the bluegrass karaoke in and play along.
That's it.
We've got that coming up next.
Why don't we just knock off one quick song where we trade licks around and wrap up like that? Any particular standard tune you guys might like to play?
You know any rounds?
Rounds?
Yeah.
On the banjo, I haven't tried that. Of course, a round you can't change chords. It has to be you guys do Three Blind Mice? Go roll, roll, roll your boat.
Have a ground song.
Can we have a great big thank you to Doug Cullis, Pete Morgan,
Let's play a little, thank you. Let's just play a section of, unless you think of another one, let's play Foggy Mountain Breakdown. What the heck?
Oh, okay.
Except play ground speed, I got the
ground speed? Okay, let's play ground speed. Another. Why don't you get off, Doc? I mean, we're all Doc.
That's not very. You can sell.